Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $363 million, and Saturday's Powerball is an estimated $203 million. Play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Nixon has signed four bills meant to help the state's farmers. Mike Deering with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association says one of those reduces requirements for corporate and family farms to register annually with the Secretary of State's office.
If the name of that farm doesn't change, if the ownership doesn't change, if nothing changes, and it just eliminates the bureaucracy and red tape that family farmers have to go through and allows them to be out in the field or out in the pasture instead of behind a computer having to refile paperwork every single year.
Deering is disappointed, though, that Nixon hasn't acted on several other bills, including one that would protect livestock farmers from liability if their livestock gets loose. He also wants Nixon to sign bills that would stop the government from considering disaster assistance as taxable and that would protect information collected from producers by the government. A drafting committee for the Democratic Party is in St. Louis this weekend, forming the National Party platform for next month's Democratic National Convention. Democrat Bernie Sanders says he'll vote for presumptive presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Sanders says he will continue his campaign up to next month's convention. The Missouri Department of Conservation has an interim director. Deputy Director Tom Draper will serve in that capacity until a permanent director begins.
I love to hunt and fish and work with landowners. My first jobs were on farms, baling hay, walking beans, working with local farmers, and I have a great deal of respect for the ag community.
Robert Ziemer is resigning as director effective July 15th to take a private sector job. Ziemer has worked for the department for 25 years and as director for more than 6 years. Counterfeit money has turned up in the north central Missouri town of Moberly. Police there say they've had several reports from area businesses and have received fake 20s, 50s, and $100 bills. They're still investigating and encouraging businesses and the public to be wary of possibly fake bills. A Mexico, Missouri man has been sentenced to 527 years for sexual abuse of a child. Darren Boston has been found guilty of repeatedly abusing two young girls. Foul play is not suspected in the death of a man found this week in the backseat of a car parked at a Wendy's restaurant in Nixa. Authorities are still trying to determine the man's identity. The body is believed to have been in the vehicle for several days. And a Poplar Bluff woman could face child endangerment charges after animal control officers found her children living in a home with nearly 20 dogs. This is Missouri Net News.